Hello everyone and welcome to a brand new episode from Set and Zone. This is a little bit of a bonus episode. Episode 151 is all about reviews with Crush by Waves and Myriad. Stick around because we'll be talking all about that right after this. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 151, and as I said, this is a little bit of a bonus. I don't tend to do reviews hardly ever anymore, so when these particular bands dropped into my mailbox this week, it was too good not to share with you what's been going on from these bands. So I'll start off with Crush by Waves, who are a brand new band to me, completely brand new, but I am really, really pleasantly surprised with what I've been hearing from Crush by Waves. They are about to release their debut album the 22nd of March this year, which you can pre-save now at Distorio Kid. The link for that will be going up on Center Tone's Instagram page if it's not there already. We have a host of links for both the bands. And you can check out a video for You Know, which I have got the link for. So, as I said, their debut album comes out on the 22nd of March, and it's entitled More to Life, and I am really, really pleasantly surprised. Like I say, a brand new band to me. This is a band that should be on everyone's radars as we start to enter spring 2024. Crush by Waves, like I said, will unleash their debut album, More to Life, on the 22nd of March 2024, and then they head out on the road to support this monster of a debut album packed with high-octane energy, soaring choruses, crushing guitars, sprinkled with a nice little electronic elements, which I really, really like. For me, it's a really solid debut album, and no doubt this is a band that's clearly worked on ensuring they sound as good as they do live as they do in the studio. And I think that will come across a lot on this album. It's like I say, the high octane energy is not me just saying it's high octane energy. When I'm listening to this album, I'm envisioning what this band will sound like and come across like on stage. And for that, I don't really like to make comparisons as to what they sound and look like and etc. They look nothing like these two bands. But in terms of the way I think they're going to present themselves on stage, Linkin Park springs to mind, and the album is very much 30 Seconds to Mars meets Linkin Park vibe. So, with that being said, I will leave this up to you, the listeners out there, and of course Crush by Waves' fans, to let me know and let the band and everyone else know what you think of the album when it comes out on the 22nd of March this year. I'm really, really enjoying it. I was pleasantly surprised. I absolutely know very little to nothing about the band, and I'm not ashamed to admit that. I'll put my hands up and go, hey, this is something new, and I'm happy that it's something new, because it's all about being open-minded as best you can. It's about trying to put something new into your playlist or buying something new. And if you don't like it, especially if you've got Apple and Spotify accounts, you pay, what, £10, £11 a month, whatever it is these days. If you've added something into your Apple and Spotify account and you don't like it, you take it out. At the end of the day, it hasn't cost you any more or any less to add something new into your Apple or Spotify libraries. I'm baffled why, you know, that more and more don't do it, especially when you're paying a one-off monthly cost, and the idea is you cram as much music as you possibly can. So with that being said, please go and check out Crush by Waves. They do hit the UK in support of their album. It's a May 2024 tour. The dates are as follows. On the 9th of May, London, Hope and Anchor. 10th of May, Nottingham, Billy Bootleggers. 11th of May, Manchester, Lion's Den, hometown album release show. This band are from Manchester, so no doubt all you Mancunians out there, and I know how passionate Mancunians are about their music as well as their football, go and check that out on the 11th of May. I'm sure you will. 15th, they hit Exeter at the Cavern. 16th, Reading, Face Bar. 17th, Southampton, The Hobbit. And then to round out the tour, the 18th of May, Newport, The Cab. So if you can get to one of those dates, please do. Go and support the band. Support local music venues. We need to do everything we can to keep grass music venues and grass music alive in general. Because the truth of the matter is, this is how bands get to where they are. You know, this is where your Maidens, your Sabbaths, your Metallicas, your Linkin Parks, your Nirvanas, whatever it may be, everyone had to start somewhere, right? They all played in a smaller venue than they have done over the years. So, with that being said, here comes the track You Know, taken from the album More to Life, which comes out on the 22nd of March this year. Hope you enjoy. I'm
Let me know that I'm safe now. Don't let me out of your sight. Save me under your wings now. Let me feel your love.
Everyone, and welcome back. So that's a track, you know, taken from Mortal Life. It comes out on the 22nd of March. Go and check it out. I am really, really enjoying this album. Pleasantly surprised, and I'm happy to be pleasantly surprised. Next up is Southampton's favourite four-piece indie band, Myriad, who have just unleashed their brand new track titled Getting Started. I'll be playing it for you now, and I'll be sharing some of my thoughts on that. Everyone, so that was Myriad and their track Getting Started, which is out everywhere now. You can stream it off SoundCloud, so I'll be giving you the links to stream that if you wish to do so. This is a really, really cool track. It, you know, it's up tempo, it's head bopping, it's kind of foot tapping, And it's a great track, I feel, as we go into the warmer months, hopefully the warmer months. I don't have tons and tons to say about this. You know, it's from the band Myriad, who are Southampton's favourite four-piece indie band. It's all about the band state. The track is about it's renewing with someone you've had turbulent history with and going back through the honeymoon period, which, if I'm honest, it kind of feels like that. It's kind of got that vibe, you know, the track's kind of taking you through that journey of, hey, things were a little bit tough and sticky and not so great, but now, you know, we're rekindling why we found love in the first place and happy times, and we're going back through that. It's a really cool track. I want to, you know, give a massive shout out to Myriad for sending this one over to me. Really happy to have, you know, kind of showcased it to you. If you're a fan of indie music in general, for me personally, I've not listened to tons and tons of indie music over the years. You know, bands like Keane, Catfish and the Bottlemen, Blur were kind of, Stereophonics, if you'll kind of put that into there as well, were kind of the bands that I kind of checked out growing up as, you know, as a kid for indie music. Myriad are really, really cool. I really like what they're about. I featured them previously on the show, so I'm happy to have them back on the show and to be talking about them. I want to say a thank you, of course, to Jamie at Rage PR. For sending over Crushed by Waves and their More to Life album, which is out on the 22nd of March this year. So please go and check that one out. As I already said earlier in the show, if you can get to a More to Life date from Crushed by Waves, as I said, they are hitting London on the 9th of May, Nottingham on the 10th, 11th is their hometown show, album release show as well. So that one's going to be extra special, extra sweaty, extra cool. Go to check that one out. The 15th is in Exeter. And then the 16th, Reading, Southampton is on the 17th, and they close out the tour on the 18th of May. Thank you once again for tuning in today's episode. I just wanted to share these bands with you because they're so cool, and they're at completely different ends of the spectrum. Like I say, you've got indie, you've kind of got new metal vibes with 30 Seconds to Mars vibes. So go and check them out. Go and support local bands. Go and support local venues. God knows we all need to be in it together, because at the end of the day, like I've already said, it costs £10-11 to put something into your Apple or Spotify playlist. If you don't like it, you take it out. It costs very little to get to a local venue these days. You're probably paying more, unfortunately, at bigger venues. And that's just the way the world has gone, you know, with the cost of living and in general. So, you know, it means a lot to these smaller bands that we're giving their support and love, because, you know, your big bands of the world, your Nirvana, your Metallica's, your Slipknot's, your Catfish and the Bottlemen, your Noel Gallagher's and Liam Gallagher's, they all started off in these small shows. They didn't end up playing big venues just out of, you know, sheer luck. It took some work, it took some time. So please go and check out these bands, go and share some love. And of course, thank you for tuning in today's episode. I've already said it means the world. Until the next time, bye bye for now. We'll be right back.